Everything depended on Jakota. The dour elementalist uttered a few sinister-sounding words of power and turned his hands toward the churning sky. Red forks of lightning rose from his palms, intensifying with every passing second. Although Snowmantle did not recognize any of the sorcerer's arcane phrases, he could sense a fantastic amount of elemental power being harnessed by the bald Stormmaster. The sound of rushing wind around the constellation grew quiet, and the air grew charged with electricity. It was as though the storm itself held its breath, waiting for some mysterious moment to arrive. The entire ship became surrounded by an aura of red static discharges. Jakota's power drove back any green flashes of lightning that came too close to the vessel. Like a nimbus of raw elemental power, the constellation became a beacon of glowing red power amid a swirling mass of an angry green lightning storm. Jakota kept his eyes closed and clenched his brightly glowing fists. Sinuous columns of bright red power coursed through the man's body, such that Snowmantle and Tregarious had to back away, shaking. Uncontrollably, the elementalist persisted for a few nerve-wracking moments this way. "What's he waiting for?" Tregarious demanded, but Snowmantle couldn't fathom the answer. With his heart pounding, the prince closed his eyes. He silently asked his god for forgiveness for placing his ship in unnecessary danger. Jakota's solid black eyes popped open, and his arms were thrown up towards the massive black cloud overhead. "Visha!" the sorcerer cried out with a dramatic gesture. Violent thunder tore the skies. Echoes of the massive explosion would even reach the skies over Sheridan. Two jagged bolts of green lightning fell directly into Jakota's open palms. The Stormmaster cried out in a wild fit of laughter, with his hands high in the air. Thrashing lightning bolts burned electricity into the sorcerer. He continued to laugh, his fits becoming forceful, almost maddening. The black-eyed Stormmaster gripped the tail ends of the two writhing lightning bolts, one in each hand, refusing to release them. Deafening thunder rang out several times angrily. The more the storm raged, the more Jakota violently laughed.
"Behold the true meaning of power!"
the crimson-robed sorcerer cried for all to hear. His voice rumbled with the ferocity of rolling thunder. The elementalist fired two red-colored lightning bolts into the green spiral core of the storm. In a fantastic reverse whirlwind and one final unearthly peal of thunder, the massive squall dissipated into the void. All at once, there was utter silence. The stars returned to fill the sky. It was as though the storm had never been. The cold, the wind, and the sleet had all vanished. The constellation drifted in total tranquility between the stars and the moons over Zalequorn. You saved us. Trigarius praised Chakota as he helped the white-haired captain back to his feet. Your mastery of storms is beyond anything I've ever seen, Snowmantle exclaimed. Although the Count was capable of great feats of magic, the wizard's mastery of the arcane arts could not have dispersed the storm. Still, Snowmantle found something deeply unsettling about the strange man. The exhausted sorcerer stood up. His smoldering hands were completely charred along with his forearms. Tiny electrical charges coursed up and down both arms, a residual effect of the lightning's passage. However, to everyone's amazement, this storm master did not seem to be in any noticeable pain. The bald human's eerie black eyes remained an unfathomable abyss. If he could stop the storm all along, why didn't you do it sooner? Trigarius demanded. With a furious expression, the irate sorcerer turned a steely glare toward the Spinnaker's captain. Chakota waved his raw, blackened hands in front of the armored prince's face. He held them in such a way that Trigarius was forced to look at them. Still smoldering, the stench ripped in the prince's nose. Like an impetuous child, you do not realize the consequences of your actions, Chakota growled. Such power does not come without great cost.